Hi, I'm Eric Voss.
And I'm Marina Mastros.
And Marvel Phase 4 has been announced with perhaps the biggest mystery that Kevin Feige is still holding close to the chest. Ain't Vision dead?
We saw it. He's super dead.
Yeah.
But with WandaVision coming to Disney+, fans are wondering how Vision is going to return. While all the heroes dusted by Thanos' snap came back, including Scarlet Witch, the Mind Stone did not get snapped back into his forehead.
Yeah, I guess Tony Stark didn't love him 3000.
Nope, only his daughter.
Yeah, she's not even a superhero.
We also know that the series will be set after the events of Endgame, which raises the question, how could Vision be brought back to life? At Comic-Con, the cast wouldn't go into any details at all.
Then what is going on with Vision?
I have no idea. Last thing I knew, I died in Infinity War, so I literally have never been this confused
died many
in front
times,
of this
yeah.
many people.
Yeah, us too. But since Marina was so great helping me break down the It Chapter 2 trailer and tagging in to break down the Star Trek Picard trailer, thank God, we have invited her back to help us break down all the possible ways Marvel could reintroduce Vision.
And some of these theories actually present interesting implications for how the entire MCU could be cataclysmically shifted in Phase 4.
Who would have thought? A show so stupidly titled WandaVision
yeah.
could be this important. And spoiler warning in case any of these theories end up being totally true.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know ya at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends, so for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
And let's get started with theory one! Vision is Wanda's mental projection.
Ghost theory.
Well, there's more to it than that. Okay, yeah, it's a ghost
theory. It's basically
theory.
It's a ghost theory.
Perhaps Vision isn't actually back in a physical sense, but since Wanda Maximoff can project illusions, perhaps she will project Vision as a kind of spirit guide, you know, similar to T'Challa learning from his father in the ancestral plane in Black Panther.
Yeah, or just like self-therapy.
Yeah.
It is interesting to think about how the series was first announced. As a Scarlet Witch series, Vision wasn't confirmed for the series until later.
Yeah.
That may have been a hint that the series is still mostly about Scarlet Witch first and her Mr. Robot boyfriend second.
Wordplay there. This approach to the show could be about the idea of loss, like Wanda's trying to build herself back up after Thanos took everything from her, going on a journey of self-discovery and fulfilling her endgame promise to Thanos, you will one day remember my name and not remember whether I should have a Russian accent or not.
Yeah, there's a lot going on there.
Yeah.
Thanos died like 10 minutes later also, so I don't think he ever learned her name.
I will mentally project Ghost Thanos until he remembers my name.
Moving on!
Theory two!
Vision could get plugged back in. If you watch closely during the scene in Infinity War when Shuri rushed to detach all the neurons in Vision's head that connected to the Mind Stone, she quickly taps away a few neuron stems and swipes down the whole display. It's almost as if she's closing and saving a file.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe Shuri downloaded some of Vision into the Wakandan server.
Ah, interesting. You know, Marvel just released the alternate death scene from their fake Infinity War scripts with the animation showing Vision kind of rebooting after Thanos ripped out the Mind Stone and saying,
Wanda Maximoff, how may I be of assistance today?
Like Wally and Eve!
Yeah, but no Pixar happy ending where the broken bot's soul gets kissed back into him. Now granted, this was just a red herring dummy script to prevent leaks from getting out, but it could indicate ideas for where Marvel might want to go in the future.
Mm-hmm. Rebooting Vision like this raises a few questions. Could Wanda simply insert his consciousness into a new android body? Mm. Would he retain all of his memories? And how much of Vision's personality and powers come from the Mind Stone? Without the the Mind Stone, does Vision just go back to being Jarvis?
Yeah, it kind of becomes a philosophical argument. Like, did the Mind Stone spark Vision's birth, or does it continue to power him like a battery? How much of our bodies can we extract and still retain our identity? Is our soul in our brains? Is it in our hearts? Is it in the Legos that we shoved in our belly buttons as kids and lost in there?
Yeah, these are all really important questions that we need to solve right now. It also makes Vision's return weirdly anatomical for Wanda. Yeah. Who wants to rebuild their loved one? Just rebuild the parts you know you're gonna use.
Theory 3, Vision's soul could be trapped in another realm. Now, despite Vision being a major snooze fest, let's assume Vision does have a soul.
Oh, come on.
Look, I'm only allowing this because I want to imagine Vision burning in MCU hell. The Marvel Universe is filled with otherworldly afterlife realms. Thor Ragnarok established the existence of Norse Hel, the underworld where Hela was banned to. Black Panther showed us the ancestral plane. Infinity War showed Thanos visiting that orange-colored soul realm, limbo space.
One theory for Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness is that the film could feature a descent into a hellish dimension, with theories that Mephisto could appear, with director Scott Derrickson tweeting images from Doctor Strange comics in which Strange visits the land of the dead.
Yep, so with Wanda joining that film, maybe she'll coco with Strange in search of her boring boyfriend. Theory 4!
Alternate Vision from the multiverse. The next Doctor Strange film is Maddening the Multiverse, and it sounds like Scarlet Witch will play a big mad role in it. We're curious to see how the MCU defines the rules of the multiverse, because if they aren't careful, anything could be possible. Yeah. Then there will be no stakes, and Wanda could just pop into another reality and kidnap New Vision every time she drops one in the toilet.
Right, but according to the timeline rules of Avengers Endgame, new branch parallel timelines form when changes to the past occur. So in one of those timelines, remember, Thanos left with all of his forces to die in the future. That left that timeline on course to move forward as if Thanos never existed, including Wanda and Vision in the aftermath of Civil War on Earth. That would be a real simple way Vision could return.
Marvel also might be setting up the House of M storyline from the Marvel comics. In that, an emotionally unstable Scarlet Witch causes reality to be switched to a world in which mutants run society. It ends with another telepathic meltdown that resets reality without mutants.
No more mutants. The Endgame and Infinity War screenwriters actually said that they wanted to try to work in House of M into their movies, but there wasn't time. The MCU hasn't really established the extent of Scarlet Witch's reality-bending powers, but maybe her adventures with Doctor Strange will help explore, expand, and refine her abilities. And Scarlet Witch could be used to finally bring mutants into the MCU!
And bring Vision back.
Bring who back?
How do you think Vision will return in the MCU? Let us know in the comments down below. Follow me on Twitter at Marina Mastros.
And follow me on Twitter and Instagram at EAVoss. And subscribe to New Rockstars for breakdowns of all of your biggest Marvel mysteries.
Hey, what if Vision returns as a vampire? Because yeah. MCU and Blade, like, they're doing both.
Yeah, they're crossing over. Yeah, I want Blade too. And I hope if that does happen, Blade just immediately stabs him.